What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Snakes and Stats podcast.
I'm so excited.
It's good to be back. Sorry for the break. It's been a whole month.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
We missed you and each other.
It's true. We haven't seen each other. Mom and Dad needed a break, kids. But everything's good now.
Everything's okay, though. Therapy Don't be worried.
Worked. Shout out Robbie.
Hate Robbie.
welcome to Snakes and Stats episode 45, baby.
Yes.
AC Green. I'll take that.
I don't know any 45s. I went straight to football, and I still don't know any 45s.
Baseball?
Baseball 45? I don't know.
AC Green, baby. I met AC Green. He's super cool.
He's a nice guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I met him too.
Whatever. Okay.
Me first.
thank you for joining us on this Monday morning. Make sure if you're watching this on YouTube to hit that subscribe button and leave us a big thumbs up or maybe a thumbs down. Or leave us
just
a comment too. Mainly this one.
Mainly this
one. We like that one. Yeah, let us know what other shoes we should talk about. We got a good lineup this week, and we will be continuing the Copper Drop tournament, even though the March Madness tournament is almost a month behind us now. But we're going to finish it, so stick around for that. Check us out on X, TikTok, which, you know, who knows how much longer there.
It's final
time
now.
Time is dwindling.
Yeah.
Threads, and of course, our main jam, Graham. Instagram.
Graham. Not to be confused with Aubrey Graham.
Shout out. Well, not really. I'm taking a stand here.
Team Kendrick.
That's
baby.
Right. Team Tupac AI, baby.
That's what's right.
But I'm Julian, which means over here
and
on
I'm
my left.
EJ.
That's right. And we're back.
Thank you.
Like we never left.
Thank you to the first time people watching as well. Welcome aboard. The sneaker world did not stop when we did.
Not even for me.
Look at the daddy.
My first
He's got
dunks.
Some new stuff.
Hello? Dunks? You're mine.
Quick review, Steady Daddy. How do you feel about your first pair of dunks?
I love this pair. And I think you know that I wanted a dunk to kind of round out my basic Nike silhouettes.
Yep.
But I really didn't want a white bodied pair, and mm-hmm. even though these are light colored, mm-hmm. I'm super happy with the color.
Yeah,
and the materials are they're so soft.
Yeah,
especially I've worn them I think only like four times now, but when I first opened them up, I was just like kind of rubbing them.
Yeah,
and
because look at all the different materials.
So even the leather was so
buttery.
Soft. Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, everything was super buttery to go with the waffle aesthetic, and they are very comfortable.
Yeah, now that you've kind of broken them in. How do you compare them to like the Termes and the and like your other shoes that you have?
I still think the Jordan 1s are maybe my most comfortable pair. Not the OG,
watermelon
the,
Sundays.
Yeah, the watermelon Sundays. The watermelon Sour Patch Kid Jordan 1s.
Yeah.
Those are probably my most comfortable. But even though I love my Terminators, they're compared to everything else, not very comfortable.
Yeah.
So these are definitely a second, I would say. But these are nice. I like wearing these out and about. They're mm-hmm. little, the watermelon joints are a little eye-popping.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
These are a little more low-key,
mm-hmm.
and they're good.
A little, almost a little nod to one of the first cool dunks, too, the Reese Forbes, mm-hmm. that are all that color as well. So
yes.
I'm a sucker for that shade of brown.
Yes,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
This shade is super nice. It's almost Timberland.
Yeah. Also, would you rather prefer waffles or pancakes?
Waffles, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Way over pancakes.
Yeah.
I like my syrup to stay on my
and the crispiness of a waffle,
yes.
right?
Super yeah. crispy, yeah. Nope. Shout out Team Waffle.
Hey, if you like pancakes, I'm not hating on you out there.
I am. Okay. The NBA playoffs are in full effect, baby.
Big time.
And the Lakers, probably by this time, have been swept out of the playoffs again by the Nuggets.
Their plane ticket to Cancun is probably almost booked already.
Maybe they're booked a flight to Denver, but some of them will be booking a flight straight to Cancun, from
yeah.
Denver. So it's been one of those series. Just for as two Lakers fans, it's been
It's been rough to watch. I saw one opinion that I kind of agree with is like, you know, we had our time, you know, beating them during
the COVID time.
The mellow years. It's their time right now. They look very hard to beat.
Yeah, they were my pick to win the championship. And after the Celtics lost at home against the Jimmy Butler-less Heat,
yeah,
I definitely feel confident in that pick. Although those OKC Thunder, they look
here they come
like a different beast, man. They are on another level.
Hey, 20 episodes ago, we said watch out.
We did.
They are here.
They are here. And it's crazy because this is just the beginning, really.
They
got a bright future.
They're super young. Their oldest guy is Gordon Hayward. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, they got him for like the veteran leadership, really, and his offense a little bit.
Yeah, he's had a rough go there, but I mean, yeah. I still think that trade made sense.
Yeah, you know? Why not?
Yeah,
I had a question. I feel like Tyler Hero has been playing well, obviously, in Jimmy's absence.
Yes.
Do you feel that Damian Lillard would have been better on the Heat? Remember how they were pushing really hard
for
him?
They really thought, and he was pushing hard to go there. Yeah. That was his only preferred destination for a long time. I don't know. I don't know what's happening in Milwaukee.
It's so odd.
I just don't get it. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been hearing stats all year that like Dame and Giannis don't run that many pick and rolls. They only run like seven together on average or something, which
he runs more with Brooke.
Yeah, which also a good pick and roll partner, but I just feel like that Giannis Dame pick and roll would be devastating.
So you think they just haven't figured the right way to do it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just a confidence thing or if it's like, even though it's Giannis's team, if it's one of those like Giannis being like, you're Damian Lillard, like you're a Hall of Famer. I don't want to like make
step on toes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So would he be better in Miami? I don't know, to be honest.
Because Hero would have went in that trade.
He was the piece. Huh? Yeah, yeah, he was the piece. I think Nikola Jovic was also a piece in that trade. And I think those were the big two along with a bunch of picks and stuff.
Right.
I know at one point Portland said they wanted Bam. That was never going to happen.
No.
Maybe they would have went after Jaime Hawkins, who I think, I don't know how the all-rookie teams will shape out, but he's definitely on one of the two. I would say
he should
be on the first team, but there's been a lot of, this has been a great rookie class. So
yeah,
the Thompson twins, like there's going to be a lot of players that make that all-rookie team that push out someone good like Jaime Hawkins. I don't think he would have been better in Miami. No. I think it would have been the same story.
Problems.
Yeah. I think the fit in Miami, I mean, it's almost overplayed at this point, but like Heat culture, I don't really see that in Dame, even though he's a killer.
Yeah.
He's like a celebrity. He lives that lifestyle where I feel like part of the Heat culture is like you almost see yourself as like a blue collar star. Like, I feel like that's how Jimmy has led himself, and same with Bam. Like, they don't really
just grinding it out.
Yeah. 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 So yeah, I don't think it would have been any better for the Heat. Maybe would have done a little bit better because when Jimmy was injured or when Hero was injured, they have Dame.
They have Dame,
who you know he can carry a mediocre team far. So I think they would have been not the eighth seed. But I think they would have been where Milwaukee is now. Essentially, they would have been like a 40-win, you know, high seed. So
it's just so odd that Milwaukee situation, dude.
I thought they were going to set the league on fire.
Remember when he first got traded, we were like, oh, that combo is disgusting.
And that's something that I had been thinking to myself before. I'm like, I could see that being a fit because that's been one thing, Milwaukee's never had, like, a true ball handler. Yeah. Even though Drew has been really good, Chris Middleton's really good, they've never had, like, that kind of guy that can just pull up from 35 feet.
Yeah.
So I thought it was would be a great fit. It just makes sense. Like, what's the one thing Milwaukee didn't have? Like a for sure bucket getter,
exactly,
shooter kind of guy. Chris Middleton's a pretty decent shooter. Drew Holiday when he was there is a good shooter. Brooke's a pretty good shooter. But like to have a guy like Dame, it just seems like it should have been a perfect fit. I don't know if it was the coaching. I think it was unfortunate to let go of Bud over the offseason.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Especially getting Dame. I think having him, it would have been interesting. Mm-hmm. Maybe a better system.
Mm-hmm. Also, Bud, I kind of like Bud as a coach more than Doc Rivers.
I do. I definitely do.
You know?
I don't know how Doc keeps getting jobs like this, to be honest.
Hey, man. Now he's in the new Clipper show. As Lawrence Fishburne playing
is
him.
Doc Rivers.
And the lineup is all perfect. The joke is right now that Dame can play how he can play because Giannis is out for the series.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be Portland Dame. Who can win
East Coast Portland.
Yeah, he can win you a series that way. He's done it before. Mm-hmm. He's probably not going to take you to the conference finals mm-hmm. by himself, but if he can buy you enough time for Giannis to come back,
yeah,
they have a way better chance, but I just don't see them getting past Boston in particular.
But yeah, Boston is the cream of the crop in the East. For sure. Even though they lost to the Heat, I don't see them losing that series.
No, I don't see them losing that. I mean, honestly,
but
you just never know.
Playoff Jimmy.
If Jimmy comes back, all bets are off, man. He's. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Heat and Celtics hate each other, and Jimmy especially wants to beat them.
Yeah. Like,
and Jimmy, I don't know if he can do it again. Jimmy willed that team to the finals last year.
Twice, really.
Yeah.
And we can't do that without giving credit to one of the best coaches Eric Spoelstra, the master of adjustments, dude.
Never won Coach of the Year.
I know.
Eric Spoelstra. Pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a good segue to the Thunder coach getting...
Mark Daigneault, yeah.
Is that how you say it?
I think it's Daigneault.
I was like, Daigneault.
Yeah. Shout out Zach Lowe, who really emphasizes...
Okay.
His wife is Croatian, and I think her maiden name was one of those names that...
Kind of like similar.
You and I can't pronounce. Yeah. Like... If I just looked at Luka Doncic, mm-hmm. I'd probably be like Doncic. Yeah. And so he really is big on like pronouncing people's names correctly. Mm-hmm. And so I listened to a podcast where he interviewed one of the OKC beat writers, and he's like, no, it's Daigneault. And so it burned in my brain.
Also, he looks really young.
Young like team.
One of those, young coach too.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Clutch Player of the Year went to...
Mr. Stephen Curry.
Chef Curry. And there was one more, I think.
Yeah, two more. Most Improved went to Tyrese Maxey just this past week.
Yes.
And Sixth Man of the Year went to Naz Reid.
Yes.
Who...
All pretty good choices.
Well-deserved. I still feel like Malik Monk maybe deserved
the
Sixth Man Award a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But Naz Reid is
a beast, dude.
Naz Reid is just so good.
And he filled in for Kat when he was gone.
Yeah.
Oh. And killed it with averaging a double-double.
He's
just a beast.
So good. Mm-hmm. He's like kind of ridiculous.
He's nasty.
Good.
No? Guys?
Reed.
Can you comment? Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. DJ, so funny. And I think that's it. The other two big ones. Rookie of the Year.
We'll be later, right?
That's a gimme.
Yeah, we all know who that is.
Brandon Miller.
Hood Schifino.
Jalen Hood Schifino. Hey,
Brandon Miller is a beast, dude.
Brandon Miller is really good.
I like that guy.
But he is not Chet or Wemby. It was a two-horse race from the starting gun.
Mm-hmm. Because Wemby kind of got hurt. Or he struggled, got hurt, and then Chet took over. And then Wemby started going crazy again.
Wemby came back
again.
And went insane. And then MVP still needs to be given out. That'll probably be the last one. They'll probably do...
It's got to be... Joker, man, right?
Yeah, I would say it's got to be Joker.
I
could see Shea, number one seed.
I could see it.
30 points a game.
I don't see it him getting past Luka or Joker, though.
And then Defensive Player of the Year, that'll be the other big one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little surprised
that
Anthony Davis didn't get nominated.
The fact that he's not in the top three... kind of bothers me.
Yeah, who is it? It's Wemby, Gobert,
and who's the third?
Oh, Bam.
Bam. Yeah. That's right.
I think those are good guys, but I think AD maybe over Wemby, even though Wemby was crazy and had...
Over Bam, I
like,
think, too.
...crazy blocks.
Mm-hmm.
I think AD's defense was usually more impactful because... the team was winning games.
I would even go as far to say that AD's defense kind of carried the Lakers throughout the season as more than LeBron's offense, or you know what I mean?
This may have been AD's best season ever, just because, maybe not numbers-wise, but his impact. He was really the main reason the Lakers even made it to the playoffs. Like, his play on defense and on offense this year.
And health-wise.
Yeah, and playing in 72, 78?
76, I think. Or 70, yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Crazy. Like, to finally, like, finally prove everyone wrong. I hope he can keep it up, because it's just, when you see it, when he's out there, it's just, there's a difference. Like,
it's a huge difference. The teams don't exploit the paint as much. You know, we don't get beat up on the boards as much. And when he, and when he's not there, they take, like, Sabonis, when he played us without him, he destroyed us.
Sabonis always destroys us too. The Kings hate us too, understandably.
Yep. Embiid playing a little injured.
Playing with Bell's palsy, which is like, I don't know the exact details of it, but I know it's usually some kind of nerve issue with your, generally your face, and I think maybe some other extremities, and coming off of that knee injury, and playing a little dirty. I feel like he's kind of been like a dirty player throughout his career. I saw a stat that he had more, throughout this last season, he had more flagrant fouls than Draymond Green did.
No way.
And he only, Joel Embiid only played like 35 games or something. Yeah. So that's a little scary. And he had that really just, what were you doing play where he's on the ground and Mitchell Robinson is, jumps like over him or near him, and he grabs his leg and pulls him down. And then Mitchell Robinson was out for the rest of the game with, I think, an ankle injury. So it's like, dude,
you can't
play like that. You're going to hurt somebody. Sucks. It really sucks. But that series has been pretty fun.
Yeah.
Maybe the closest series, I think.
Out of all of them. Yeah. That's for sure.
Because Minnesota looks like they're going to steamroll the Suns. OKC looks like they're going to steamroll the Pelicans. Clippers, Mavs has been fun. I do think the Mavs are going to win.
Eventually, yeah.
I would be surprised if they lost at home.
Yeah.
In these upcoming two, and I mean, that kind of gives them the stranglehold, the 3-1 lead.
Mavs kind of one of the teams playing the best basketball leading into the playoffs too. So.
And they didn't look good in that first game. They looked terrible. But
they got killed.
Game two, Luka came back to life, and even though the Clippers had Kawhi back.
He's also not really at 100%, I think.
I know, man. It's just every playoffs, he's
so weird.
Something happens. It's kind of nuts.
Clip's going to clip.
Clipper curse, baby. They just stayed in San Diego.
They just want to get in their new arena already.
I mean, yeah, the one, instead of 1-2-3 Cancun, it's 1-2-3
Intuit
Dome. Bucks Pacers, that actually could be kind of a toss up. I do think the Bucks will win. We talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, Dame was able to get that one win, but then the Pacers got them back.
Yeah. So, and I think it's going to be tough to win in Indy. Indiana is such a good basketball town.
Yes, and Giannis isn't playing the whole series, I believe.
No, I think he's been ruled out for
soreness or something.
Yeah. Well, he got hurt. He had a hamstring strain.
That's what it was.
In the last game of the season, I think. So he's going to be out.
Worst timing,
I know.
Anthony Edwards looks amazing.
Anthony Edwards is a monster.
Stud.
And it's nice that Kat has, we talked about it before, but that he's accepted it. It's like, you can tell, and it works in Minnesota. They've been fun to watch.
Yeah.
Mainly because I don't like Phoenix, but.
And defensively, they're great.
Oh, man. They're on another level. And Orlando-Cleveland could also be a toss-up, but I mean, Orlando won by almost 40 yesterday.
I know. Nobody's talking about Paolo Banchero either.
Like, that dude is.
He's killing it.
So good.
Shout
man.
Out Paolo. Not our friend Pilo. Paolo Banchero.
We hate him. The basketball player, though, he's pretty cool.
I hope you hear this.
But that's the playoffs.
Yes.
Shall we move into some shoes?
We that's why we're here.
As you said at the top of the hour, the shoe game did not stop while we were away. Mm-mm. So we've got some we got some new releases, and we got some releases we missed to cover ourselves. So I think we should get into shoes. Let's step into it.
Let's put our foot on the gas.
Hey, I really want you to put your soul into this one.
Was that comment laced?
Hey, watch your tongue.
Wait, that was good. Julian always asks me, what should we feature? And since we're gone for a little bit.
And he always says Yeezy slides every time.
I'm like, can we do the slides this time?
I always say no.
There was just like every week, there's so many things.
Been a lot of cool stuff.
Yes, we felt like we should have gone. We should have went a little more well-rounded here. You know, we got a little, couple running. We got a PE type of release coming out.
It is releasing though, so that's
and they're
cool.
coming out. Yes,
they're going to be expensive when they hit resale.
Oh my God, can't even imagine. But yeah, we'll get to those. But we're very excited about these.
There's been a lot of good stuff. There was the Military Blue 4 shock drop while we were gone. They finished out the Ugly Duckling trio while we were gone.
Yes.
With the skunk or the veneer and the
what's the other one that came out?
The purple one.
This is veneer. This is the one that I have.
Yeah.
And then
can't remember the name of the purple one.
Yeah. A couple threes came out. Ones came out. There's also I was gonna ask if you wanted to do it, but there's a Hot Wheels Reebok collab.
Oh, I think I saw a bit of that. That was
for
cool.
kids only, yeah. Which is super dope.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, speaking of one of the collabs we talked about, I saw Wale wearing the Puma Scoot Cheetos.
The Cheetos.
They look good, and he was just wearing them with like jeans. I was like, those look good. Mm-hmm. They just look good on foot.
That's a question I wanted to ask you later, which is the resurgence kind of basketball shoes in the fashion world. But we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get there. Let's get into some new releases.
Yeah.
The first pair we have just came out this last week on April 25th, and they are completely sold out because pretty much anything this man does right now sells out in a flash.
Yes.
And it is the Lafleur Chuck 70 Digital Camo.
Yes.
What do you think of these?
I like them, bro. I had a hard time picking between because there's four of these.
I think, is there four or three? I only have three.
Maybe the other one is like a friends and family.
Oh, maybe.
There's this, there's a blue, there's a pink, and then I think there's one more.
There's a green. I didn't see the pink. That would be cool.
You didn't see the pink?
Oh, I saw one on StockX actually, but I think it was a limited release.
It might be, yeah. And you know how they like to do like a special friends, family, whatever. But I love Tyler as a designer. He's always, his Golf LaFleur capsules collections are always funky, but like in a cool way.
Yeah.
It like perfectly resembles all that his music and his style has been throughout his career.
He's definitely found a niche for his clothing.
For his stuff, yeah, exactly.
That fits him and his fans like pretty darn well.
Yeah. And I mean, they always sell out, like you were saying, a pretty penny also. They're not cheap.
These weren't too, I mean, for Chucks, they're still pretty expensive. These were retailed for $120. I think on StockX, I saw the buy now is, I don't think they have them yet since they just came out recently, but it's listed right now at $400. I think probably that'll settle down a little bit closer to $200, but I mean, like you said, he does it really well. And he knows what his fans want. So this is right on the money.
Right on the money, yeah. And me and Julian were talking about this earlier, how his influences and his idol is Pharrell Williams, who was also the creative director, kind of took over for Virgil for Louis Vuitton. Mm-hmm. And he has since kind of stepped away. And Tyler, the Creator, is now the artistic director for them, which is cool because now he's designing all this stuff. I just told you he had a $31,000 golf bag that DJ Khaled was showing off.
That's funny because they kind of had a little beef too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, a great collection. That pair is one of the ones I think I like.
I like this a little better. I didn't like the translucent kind of gum sole or midsole on the other one. I kind of like this more solid one. I like the fleur kind of hidden in there in the camo.
I did not notice that.
I didn't notice it at first glance. Good eye, bro. Yeah. And I like those fat laces. Those are cool.
Fat laces on Puma Suedes and Chucks, just they go perfect.
They're different.
I also love the solid tongue on the top here on Chucks. It gives it more of, to me, like a more of like a fancier Chuck, almost like a, I don't know if you know what the Jack Parcells. It's the shape of a Chuck, but they have that front.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I always love that type of design on a Chuck. So, always killing it. Green pair, fire.
These are definitely the, like, the toned down version, essentially, because the camo is, it actually blends in with the rest, the body of the shoe way more. So these would definitely be your more casual pair, which is a little different for Tyler. Usually his stuff stands out a little more than this. But,
yeah. As a Tyler, huge Tyler fan, can you see yourself buying a pair eventually?
Not really. There's bits and pieces that I like of each one, but there's not one that puts it all together for me.
Like, I'd need that.
Yeah. There's some, I told you there was a cool, he had like a pair of high tops, I think 1 or 2 years ago, of just regular Chucks that, you could kind of like customize with different little like LaFleur and Tyler stuff.
Yeah.
And those were cool, but they were really expensive. And a lot of his stuff, I feel like if I got one piece of like a LaFleur, any piece from LaFleur, I would almost need to get more to like match it.
Yeah.
Because I don't have anything in that style that I would like wear regularly.
I mean, I would say like if you had this shoe, you can basic outfit looks cool.
Yeah, you could probably wear it
with a lot of
stuff.
Because the shoes are already crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I feel like I would need something to tie it together, you know? And I don't think I have that thing.
And I hear you.
So I probably wouldn't.
You can't have a busted outfit with a nice pair of shoes. I feel the exact same way. I
can't be wearing my khaki shorts with...
That's the Statty Daddy calling
card,
baby.
That is the only thing I wear. I don't own other clothes.
You're going to need those.
But yeah, those completely sold out. So if you are interested... Yeah. Check out resellers, probably StockX.
Goat and all those reselling
they'll
stores.
They'll have them, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, a yet-to-be-released pair.
Yes.
Coming out on Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Or rumored to be coming out on Cinco de Mayo.
Our boy.
We can't do an episode without talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
PJ.
Tucker.
Tuck Air. 89.
Up-tempo. I have a specific love for this shoe.
This is the Airflight 89.
Airflight 89.
These are nice.
Low. They're great. My second pair of Nikes ever when I first moved to LA was a pair of these, but in a white and like navy outline. So the white outline was navy and the whole shoe was white.
Nice.
I wore those to death. I felt I was so fresh because I was like, I'm wearing like some Nike basketball shoes. Never really owned a pair, so I felt great. So this model holds a special place in my heart. But also, shout out to PJ for finally getting kind of like his own shoe.
Yeah, because this is not a model that you see. I since we've been doing this, I don't think they've like released the Airflight 89 to my memory.
Yeah,
it's interesting though because. I'm pretty sure 89 was when the Jordan 4 came out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see some heavy
first
crossover between these two.
Big time.
From the eyelet, the lacelet for the, and then even the midsole there.
Oh, this for sure. And this right here kind of is like, okay. And this.
But the twist on it though, I really like the perforation and I like this piece kind of to merge the midsole and the eyelet there.
Yes. And, through our research, we found that it might not be a mass release. It looks like it's going to be a special release.
Yeah.
PJ Tucker does have his own sneaker boutique in Houston, where he lives, and keeps most of his shoes. The back of the shoe does have his new logo.
Which is a nice logo.
I think it's pretty dope. It says PJ17. It comes in a Samsonite briefcase.
Yes, I have a picture here.
So sick. And with his logo on the luggage tag, the meaning behind this is the gruesome schedule of the NBA players traveling all the time.
Well, and probably PJ in particular, because he's got to bring 100 pairs of shoes for five-game road trip. I have to have my shoes for when I get off the plane. Have my shoes when I arrive at the practice facility. Then I have to have my shoes for going out to dinner.
And shooting.
Then I have to have my shoot-around shoes.
Yes.
I have to have my tunnel shoes and my game shoes, first half and second half, and my post-game interview shoes.
I don't blame him.
That is probably, honestly, how many pairs he has for,
maybe
like, one trip.
Exaggerating just a little
bit. Like, only a small
just
amount.
Just a tiny smidge. But But also, cool because you got to give it to him. He wears his stuff.
He does wear,
you know,
a bunch of shoes.
And though he's trying to stunt, it adds to the culture that I think a lot of people love, because it's like, what is this dude wearing now?
And I think it goes back to like how we talked about when we first started this, that when Jordans in particular first started coming out, they were cool because Jordan played in them and was cool and was good. And obviously PJ is not at that level, but like to still have someone playing in shoes that you wouldn't normally see,
yeah,
it's cool. You get exposed to them if you're an NBA fan. Yep. So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't see a rumored price for these yet.
Yeah.
And again, probably going to be a really small release, but I would have guessed with this case and everything, probably 200.
Good call. That's what the rumors are saying, is that it's going to be a 200. I mean, there's also a special box inside of the Samsonite luggage. So, I mean, yeah, all this stuff together, you're going to have to add a little price to that. Yeah. So.
The first pair was gifted to LeBron, which was kind of cool because he wore a similarly colored pair of those LeBron prototypes or samples that even LeBron never saw.
Yeah.
And that was recently. That was a few weeks ago.
So crazy. Yeah.
That guy. He's got stuff in the vault that even the people the shoes were designed for have never seen.
Serious, and his connections to these people that he knows that has these, the biggest shoe heads in the world do not have those connections, for sure.
Crazy.
So, shout out our boy PJ.
Shout out PJ. And these are a pretty, pretty shoe. I love the color choice.
Oh, it's great.
It's so cool.
I'm a sucker for the baby blue, man.
Yes.
You know?
Last up here, we've got our more utilitarian shoe.
Yes.
You can use these anywhere. You don't have to stunt on it. You can, but you don't have to. The Hidden NY ASICS collab on the Gel NY.
NYC. My favorite part of the shoe is kind of like the, almost like an 8-bit.
So,
right?
I pulled this image up from the ASICS website.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really low quality at first, because I saw that. I'm like, oh, I guess I pulled up a bad photo. So I was looking 4K. For other ones, and then I found another one of like someone holding it. I'm like, oh no, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
It's actually really cool though.
They're great. This model has always been a really, really nice model to me. ASICS has been one of the top comfortable performance running, walking shoe company for a long, long time. Shout out to our boy Aaron, because he is the number one fan of this brand, Hidden NY.
Yep.
He's British.
He's British.
He is British.
Oh.
That's where the accent stops.
Good. Good.
But had a quick rise into fame because of all the celebrities who kind of took a liking into their clothing. And how they brought up their own company and on social media, and how like his creativity and everything, not only for Drake messaging him and say, oh, props to your creative process and I love your clothing. Drake wore their shoes. Like they don't do just ASICS. They've had different types of collaborations. So all these rappers, artists, kind of co-signed off of him, and kind of cool that no one really knows who he is, you know. But the brand is really famous now. So
well, now Hidden NY, you get the Sneaks and Stats sign off. So
that's right.
I think you made it.
now you're really gonna blow up.
Wow! Just wait.
shout out to the Hidden NY team over there, because I also like a lot of their stuff.
These came out late March for $200. Or no, I think
180.
Yeah, 180. But now, and they're on StockX now for around 200, so not too terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, ASICs are gonna be comfy.
And also very fitting for what is in right now.
Yes.
That whole running shoe look, dad running shoe look. Perfect.
Popping off. Everyone wants to be a dad.
It is jumping.
Ah, yes. It is off the chain. There's no chain to be seen. Well, that's it for new releases, though, which means
it's time.
We're skipping Heat on Feet once again.
It is time.
Choose your fighter.
Your fighter.
Your shoe fighter.
And we had a hard time last time making some picks. We are now down two.
The Elite Eight, baby.
The Elite Eight.
And it's only going to get more difficult.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna break some hearts.
Let's pull up our updated bracket here from last time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so cool. Look at it.
It's looking good. It's satisfying to get closer and closer.
Mm-hmm.
Something I noticed while I was putting this together, the Georgetown Terminator
mm-hmm.
and the airship have both made it.
Mm-hmm.
They faced each other in their original copper drop.
That's right.
And also the Kobes, of course, faced each other in their mm-hmm. original copper drop. So we've got some like losers finding new life.
That's right.
In this That's copper right. drop tournament. So
I've also looking back, I flip flopped on a lot of my decisions.
Mm.
But you know, it was according to, you know, the tournament. So, you know, I love all shoes. I'm
fake
not
just, fan.
I'm not being a fake, faker.
Okay. His name's not even EJ.
Just
how
wait
fake this
know.
Guy is. His name's Bob.
My identity.
Batman. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Should we get into this?
Let's start.
Should we get it popping?
Yeah.
Should we pop off?
Let's, yeah.
Okay, first up.
Okay.
Casual killers right here.
The casual killer.
Although the corduroy dunk is not really casual. That's a fancy shoe.
Cinderella story over here.
Ooh.
You know, like who? Remember, we've been saying who knew he was gonna make. They were gonna make it that far. In this case, wow, the battle of history versus
old school versus new school.
New school.
You know what I mean?
Wiggy was there.
Wiggy. Yes.
I'm going to have to go with the corduroy dunk.
Yeah, me too. They we've talked about it every time we've done this, but they've been really like growing on me the more we do this. Just the cool materials, like the fact that you can really dress them up, I would say.
Yeah.
Super dope.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the Superstar is such a cool silhouette,
mm-hmm.
there's just something about those corduroy dunks.
That is a solidified classic. It will forever be one of the best ever. Obviously, one of Adidas' strongest silhouettes of all time.
Yes.
Not just Adidas, but for all shoes. But between these two specific pairs, it's got to be the dunk.
Yes.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree. Okay. We've
down
been pretty
goes
consistent.
Frazier again.
Again.
Yes.
He keeps going down.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
You can't. Yeah.
Just get up.
Retire.
Okay. Corduroy dunk.
Yeah.
Once again.
Sorry, Superstar.
Oof. Maybe corduroy dunk will win it all.
Maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
Next up, I really hate this one.
I really hate this one, too, just because...
Kobe 6 reverse Grinch.
Mm-hmm. And
he AE1.
He also just dropped the low.
How did you feel about that? I kind of wanted to ask.
I'm a low guy, but it doesn't really have too much of a difference.
No, that was the thing. I'm like, I can't really tell that these are a low, which I guess is kind of good because
mm-hmm.
I do like the look of these.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't really tell that it's a low.
Yeah, they
I feel like
a couple inches. It seems like
yeah. If I had to pick one, I'd still probably I'd probably go with the high top.
I would too for the protection.
It's cool. I don't know. Maybe like you said, maybe you can integrate a low into a more casual setting. But this model in particular, I don't feel like would fare well just roaming around the streets.
No.
But, you know. No.
Yeah, it's...
Someone can pull it off.
That is definitely a shoe that's going to stay on the court.
Maybe I could see the black and white pair.
Maybe.
That they released, maybe.
Like, you know how like we said you got to wear it with like an athletic outfit?
Maybe like a... tracksuit.
Like a tracksuit or like a tech fleece.
Yeah,
you know?
Adidas tracksuit.
Yeah. And go breakdancing after.
Yes.
But,
with my Kangol hat.
I mean, bro, you know? Do I even need to say anything, really? It's got to be the Kobe for me. He'll have his day. And he's actually having it right now.
He's having it.
In the playoffs.
Right now.
Right now.
Well, look at
this
that.
Moment. Yeah. It's got to be the Kobe for me.
It's tough, man. This is honestly super tough for me because I really like the AE1.
I do, too. I really like it, too. And they keep coming out with crazy colors.
Yeah.
You know?
Like we've talked about before with this shoe, the color blocking is just so simple, but... Mm-hmm. You can do so many cool things with it. It's really...
The shape, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will agree. Got to be the reverse Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
They're...
I mean,
just such a special pair. Yeah. Perfectly executed.
Yes.
Also,
a favorite.
I would say there's some favoritism there.
Yeah. Favorites to win.
Okay.
Ooh.
Kobe, reverse Grinch.
It's tough.
Moving along.
Yes.
Final four.
Mm-hmm.
Next up.
Oh my God. Okay, this might be a little tougher for you, I feel like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I've been seeing a lot. I mean, we talked about before, last year, actually, around this time when we did our playoff episode, we talked about how the Kobe 6 is one of the most worn shoes in the NBA.
Yeah.
And you see the Grinches in particular a lot. I think...
at least once a game.
What's his name on the Nuggets? Christian Brown.
Brown. He loves those.
He only pretty much wears the Grinch or the reverse. I think he wore the reverse Grinch in the last game, but he wears the Grinch often. So
yes.
He pretty much exclusively wears those. So you see a lot of those if you're a Nuggets fan. And I think they've grown on me too, to where I think I picked the reverse Grinch when we did the first head to head. But I would, if we did that head to head again, I might pick the regular one.
Yeah,
they're
dude.
So I mean, fire.
And the green is like the first one, right? Like
yeah.
The reverse
yeah,
came
exactly.
out later.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly.
How are you gonna are you gonna break the Terminator's heart?
I think I will.
Yeah.
It's really tough because I love the Georgetown Terminator.
Georgetown colorway, bro, is like up there.
It's
hard to beat that blue and gray.
They had the Lowe's come back in stock.
Here we go again.
I know.
If you're following this story, guys.
They came back in stock, I think, last time we filmed. And I was deciding between these and them. And I ended up going with these because
the card worked.
One of them did. One of them, I still have to figure out what's going on with it.
Okay.
But I had another one, so, luckily. So I just used that. And... So I got these because by the time I figured out the gift card situation, the Georgetown Lowe's were out of stock. They came back again when I just happened to check my phone. And I kind of was like, oh, maybe I'll look into that later. Totally forgot. And then I checked yesterday, almost completely out of stock in all sizes again.
Oh,
I was like,
they're teasing me. There's a market though, bro.
They're teasing me.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Because a shoe wouldn't be selling out like that if they keep bringing them out. So that just means people are looking for them.
I guess, yeah.
Maybe because
I'm an influencer.
I said maybe you brought that up.
Where are you going with?
People are going to be like, oh, you're a Kobe stan, bro. And I am.
I was going to say, well,
and
yeah.
I am. But this is just as tough because I'm a shoe guy. Like, I love all shoes.
You?
Terminators are...
Shoe guy?
Yeah, heels.
I just love high heels, dude. Prada.
But I got to go with the Kobe, man. No disrespect to the Termies. They are just like the Superstar, forever classic, you know. But I got to go with the Kobes.
Maybe I'm going to edit this to have them fade away like in Avengers.
Mr. Stark.
I don't feel so good. All right, Kobe's. We got two pairs of Kobe's moving along.
Yeah,
so.
Man. Uh-oh.
Could have a Kobe head to head.
That's right.
I don't know. That'd be kind of funny if we did. We've already done that.
I know.
All right. Goodbye, Terminators.
We did have that, but then now it's against all the other competition.
There is some heat left.
And the next tournament, we won't have these shoes in it. Maybe just the champion. You know.
Last of the final four. This is the last one.
You know what? This is probably the toughest out of all of them.
You think so?
For me.
I think last one was the toughest
For you, that was for sure.
Dusty Olive Dunk up against the OG Airship.
Airshippy. Oh, boy. That is tough.
You got Suede versus Suede here.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to pick the ship just because we have another dunk already. I will go with history this time. And go with the ship.
I'm also going to pick the ship in this particular instance. If this was the corduroy dunk, I still would have picked the corduroy dunk.
Yeah, maybe.
But the Dusty Olive has never really done it for me.
Yeah.
And the Airship, it's simple, but I think there's a lot of cool history there. And it's a silhouette you don't see a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. So I'll pick the Airship as well.
And
there's just little things like the cream sole. Like there's a lot of cool stuff with the Airship.
You know what it is for me? It's the fact that Jordan wore this before you know,
yeah,
before his stuff was
the,
really
the
popping
in between, up. Yeah, it's very
kind
cool.
of like a, yeah, it's kind of like this is the shoe before the shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and that is enough for me to, I think, okay.
Yeah, there's yeah, you'll, some you'll very cool history behind the airship mm-hmm. that even people that enjoy it might not know.
Yes, you know? And this is like the latest. The fourth edition of the Ugly Duckling series, mm-hmm. With the veneers, like you said, coming out. Those have released a couple times, too.
Yes, yeah.
I love those, too. I love that the combo of colors. It's got to be, but it's got to be the shit.
Yeah. All right. Whew. That means the final four is settled.
Ooh. The final quattro.
The Cinco de Quattro. Anyways. Final four time.
Final four.
We're just going to finish this out right now. So stay tuned for the winner because it's finally coming.
Also,
we're here.
Also, this final four kind of resembles what Minjin really like in shoes.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
It's almost like we did it. it's kind of like that.
You know? Kobe versus Kobe.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
First up. Corduroy versus Reverse Grinch.
You know? Dang. Okay. I made my decision.
I think I made it. I was looking at it. I got to look at it a little bit, and I'm like, oh.
And I'm going to pick after this break.
Let's go down. Ryan.
Riot, come out.
Seacrest. Mr. Seacrest,
yeah.
Lead us in.
A surprise to everybody.
Adidas superstar.
LaMelo Puma.
Write and vote.
Corduroy Dunk.
I am also picking the Corduroy Dunk.
Yeah.
Because it's...
The material. To me, it's the material.
It's the material and the fact that I could probably wear it more.
Oh, that's for sure.
You know what I was thinking looking at this? What do you think if you did the navy blue laces?
Oh,
that might be.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
The cream or the white that's on there mm-hmm. is pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
but
it's not a regular lace; it's a little fatter.
Yeah, too. Almost any of the colors on here. If you put that like the brown on the lace too,
I was just gonna say that brown would be
Ooh.
Wild.
Corduroy dunk, man.
Who
dude, thunk?
Cinderella.
Did you
baby?
Thunk about the dunk?
Does it?
It's not the skunk.
It's got some spunk. Comment below. I know a lot of you guys like this shoe as well.
Let us know if we're making the right call here.
Yeah, because
I think so.
Because I know that this. I mean, this is it's a heavy hitter, bro.
It's one of I think the most highly anticipated shoe releases
ever
of the last few years,
yes.
at the very least.
Yes. Wow. Corduroy
crazy
Dunk making it to the final.
All right. Last of the final four.
Mm-hmm.
Airship versus original. Grinch. And I also know my pick.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with... You know, that suede on that ship looking crazy. Looking extra crispy. I'm going to have to go with the Grinch here.
I'm also going to go with the Grinch.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Grinch.
Like I said earlier, I think it's... The more I look at it, the more I like it even better than the Reverse Grinch.
Yeah.
Even though the Reverse Grinch is crazy. But
yeah.
This is just...
And out of Kobe's... whole repertoire of shoes. This is easily top
maybe
three.
The most iconic shoe yeah. of his.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, it's just, there's so many cool things about it. So well executed.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
And, I mean, kind of versatile too. You know, you can wear it not on the basketball court. A lot of people wear it to you know, swag out too. So
yeah.
It came down to me to the history... To the history of our guy, Kobe, man, you know?
And I mean, even though the airship is really cool and there's a lot of well-designed parts of it,
yeah,
I think a lot of what was good about the airship was improved upon with the Jordan 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think the Kobe 6, and especially the Grinch, is such a well-designed shoe.
Yes.
To me, even just the design form of it.
Yeah.
Helps a lot.
That's a good point you brought up because the ship walked so that the Jordan 1 can run.
Yeah, and that's what I think makes it really cool is that you can see bits and pieces of the Jordan 1, but I would still say, generally speaking,
yes,
there's like it's not the best designed Nike shoe, even though there's a lot of very cool stuff.
And that's not disrespect to the shoe
at
all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What a crazy final we got. Finale.
Until next time. Yeah. Next year, probably.
Mm. Yeah.
Do it again.
Great. It was a wonderful tournament, bro.
Very fun. Hopefully next year we can fit it all into March. Let's just do every copper drop. We'll do 120 shoes next year.
They're adding teams to the college football playoffs, so might as well add shoes to ours.
Yeah, we can do it too.
A huge shout out to all the shoes we used and the people that wear them.
Shout out Cope. Shout out Christian Brown.
And
here we go.
Nike
Dunk Corduroy up against the Kobe 6 Grinch.
OG Grinch. Dang. I mean, could they both win? Easily.
It's really tough.
It's really, really, really tough. I am going to go, and this is my final decision, Kobe Grinch.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I think this decision between me and you doesn't necessarily have to be the same, right?
And I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is really tough for me.
I think I would I obviously respect any of your answers, but I do not blame you if you choose that guy.
I think at the end of the day, I have to pick the Grinch as well.
Yeah.
I think it's the winner.
Wow.
Really tough.
Yeah.
I just think, like I said, everything I just said before about the design of it, and particularly with the Grinch. I mean, the Kobe 6 is a really nice, like, basketball shoe, very well designed.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different style than the Dunk. Yeah, it's just so well designed in every aspect. And even though this corduroy Dunk is also incredibly very well thought out.
Yeah.
A lot of love put into it. It's, I don't know, the Kobe.
It's the one.
It's the one.
The snake skin, you know, the colorway, the shape of the shoe, the history of the shoe, obviously the guy who wore it.
Yeah, its impact today.
Impact today.
As we talked about.
It's not even just the Grinch. Like, the six is worn in every game.
Yes.
And then you know how much we love the Dunk. So.
Yeah. Completely different spheres of shoe, too.
Yes.
So pretty interesting that we ended up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll do two brackets next year. We'll do performance shoe and
that's maybe how we can break
shoe.
It down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Also, this one might be more attainable right now.
Definitely more.
Way
attainable.
Way cheaper.
Yes,
because this is a pretty penny right now.
Yeah.
Even till this day. So even though this guy won, this might be the one that joins the collection first.
Certainly has a better chance, I would say.
Yeah.
But let us know, guys. Make sure to comment down below and let us know.
Yeah.
Did we get this right? Did we get this wrong?
I already know a lot of you guys will have different winners and stuff like that, but we want to hear it. So
yeah, let us know what your winner would have been in this tournament. I'll put up an image of the full bracket once again so you guys can see all the shoes. Yeah, let us know which one didn't make it as far as it should have, which was your winner. And let us know for next week, when we get back into our regular copper drop, which pairs we should do.
Yeah. Wait, this just in. Reverse Grinch is throwing a tantrum backstage. Will not meet with media. Yeah.
You hate to see that.
You hate to see one of the greats just be, you know, act up like
total
that.
Total diva.
But yeah, thank you guys. That was great. Thank you for
very fun
putting that together. That was super fun. That was how organic that came together too. Remember? We were just like,
that's such a funny clip.
That was really funny, yeah.
I'll post that at the end of this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
That clip is an all-timer.
One of the coolest things we've done on
yeah,
this
Yeah, I was very excited
podcast.
To do this. I wish it went a little smoother, but next year it will. We're going to iron this out.
It was great.
We'll get it done, so stick around.
Yeah.
But thank you for copying and dropping tournament style with us this past month or so.
Yeah. Thank you for sticking around and finishing it with us.
I think we mentioned it. We've hit 100 subscribers on YouTube, which was a cool milestone for us. So
thank you very much.
Thank you to everyone who subscribed.
Yeah, and everyone who's followed us on social media as well.
Yeah.
It's been honestly, it's been a year now.
It's been
this month
a full-fledged year, I think, since our first episode came out. A year and a few weeks, I think.
Yes.
So We're deep in it.
Yeah, we're very grateful for everything that's happened to us in our lives and with the podcast.
That is correct.
But we are back.
Back like we never left.
What other last things can we say? Shohei Ohtani is going crazy in baseball.
Presently, the moment.
Yes, he is on fire again, but this time in a Dodger uniform.
It's going to be so cool to see the Dodgers lose in the first round of the playoffs.
How dare you? and the NFL draft will
also underway.
Will have been done, and I hope your team got the players that you wanted.
But not as many players as our teams wanted.
Yeah, his Raiders got an amazing guy, Brock Bowers, who's an amazing tight end. And we just drafted a wide receiver, an O-lineman, who I'm very happy with. On the Chargers, that's right.
Yes.
So
Raiders are going to be poo-poo, but that's okay.
They need a quarterback.
Their defense will be good.
Need a quarterback,
Max Crosby, baby.
Crosby, and you guys got Christian Wilkinson, who is insane as well.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for watching.
Yes.
The Statty Daddy and Sneaker Peter are back. Be prepared for some foolish, funny
some
stuff.
Some tomfoolery. Keep your Mondays clear.
That's right. And thank you again for watching. We will see you next week on the Flippity Floppity.
Did you see? I don't think I sent it to the group. Thailand beat Kuwait, I think, in the World Series of Hockey or something.
Uh-huh.
56-0 in hockey.
Imagine being that goalie.
Dude, and I don't know if this is real or not, but I saw it on Bleacher Report, and then their hockey account commented. He was named player of the game, the Kuwait goalie. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is that like a pity? Like, they had like 112 shots on goal or something.
They made half?
I was like, ouch, I don't follow hockey, but that is not good.